Thank you, Prodigal Son, for leading us in such a wonderful worship this morning.
You're welcome.
So I want to thank Barbara and Sandra and Helen. They took care of the worship when I was gone, or when I thought that I would be gone, and still I was here on Sunday. So thank you for doing it. Today we will continue our sermon series under the title, Blessed Are You. Blessed Are You. And today's scripture is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. And when it comes on the screen, we can all read together, please. Let us read together. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are pure in heart, for they will see God. This is Jesus' promise to his disciples. This is Jesus' promise to his disciples at that time and for all of us this morning. God wants us to see God. God wants us to know God. God wants us to connect with God. And one way to do it is to have clean and pure heart. Is to have clean and pure heart. Now, when we think about clean and pure heart, you and I know how much we struggle to have clean and pure heart. We struggle with it. It constantly bothers us that we want to have clean and pure heart, and often our motives are not clean and pure. Even sometimes when we do something religious, something spiritual, there is still uncleanliness. There is still a different motive within us. Sometimes when we pray, instead of sharing that prayer to God, instead of experiencing or expressing ourselves to God, somehow we have tendency within us just to show ourselves to other people. We want to put right words. We want to use the words which are so amazing, so grand that other people may not understand. And people say, wow, Rajiv, that's an amazing prayer. Because guess what? I didn't understand most of it. Maybe only God got that prayer. And so, dear people of God, our God wants us to have a clean and pure heart. You see, one of the ways that God sees us and one of the ways we see to other people are drastically different, because when God looks at us, the scripture says that God sees the heart of the person. But when we look at somebody else, we see how that person looks. We see the skin color of that person. We might see, or we might know, the educational background of that person. We might see that person is dressed in a particular way. And when we do that, we based our opinion based on how that person looks. And often, we are wrong. But when God looks at you and me, dear people of God, God looks at your heart and my heart. God knows what is deep hidden within our heart. Do you remember the story when Prophet Samuel, he wanted to anoint a king, and he goes to a guy named Jesse's his house because he had a bunch of sons. And God told Samuel, the prophet, he says, you know what? One of the sons is going to be the next king. And so when Prophet Samuel goes to Jesse's house, he's asking that, well, I know that one of your sons is going to be king. Let me see your sons so that I will know who might be the king. And the scripture tells us that first son came. He's strong and handsome and looks like almost the king. And Prophet Samuel thought like he might be the next king. And God told him, no, he's not the next king. Okay, maybe the next son, and he's like his brother, and he's strong and handsome, and maybe looks like a king. And God said, no, he's not the king. And eventually there was one son out there in the wilderness taking care of his father's animal. And Prophet Samuel asked, do you have one more son, Jesse? And he says, yes, I have a son. His name is David, but I don't think he's a king material at all. And says, call him. And the scripture says, when he came, God told to Prophet Samuel that he is going to be the next king. And so, dear people of God, let us see people as God sees them. Let us not form our opinion on how they look from outside, but try to understand them. Try to spend time with them so that we might have some idea, that we might have some ways to look at people the way God looks at other people. Amen. I remember when I was in Redding, California, this person who came to church regularly but looked like somebody who might be living on the street. And so that's how I saw that person. That's how sometimes I treated that person. And one day we were in small group and she started to talk. And as she started to talk, I realized that she is not somebody who lives on the street, but she is a doctor. A well-known doctor in that particular community. And she has chosen to work among people who would be on the street. And I was ashamed of myself, realizing myself that how I form my opinion based on that person's dressing, based on that person's hairstyle, based on that person's way of carrying herself. But what a wonderful God we have, dear people of God, that when God looks at you and me, he just doesn't form his opinion based on how we look from outside. What is our educational background? What is our racial background? What is our immigration status? But he forms his opinion based on our heart. He forms his opinion based on what is inside of us. And sometimes when we act, we might act contrary to what people might think a religious activity, what people might consider a religious things. But remember the time, dear people of God, that when Jesus was on this earth, so-called religious leaders during Jesus' time, they acted like really religious people. They prayed in public. They acted in public. They showed themselves like they are great religious people. But Jesus, the scripture tells us that he rebuked them because their hearts were far from God. Yes, they acted like a religious people, but their attitude was far from God. And when the scripture tells us that blessed are you who has pure heart, it is talking about the attitude we have within our heart. You see, often we struggle to act right. Often we struggle to behave right. It is my struggle, it is your struggle. But what a wonderful God we have, that God doesn't not only look what we act or how we act, but he is looking at the attitude which I and you have. So the person with pure heart, number one, is a person with wholeness. Is person with wholeness. In other words, that person looks same when he or she goes to work and when he or she comes to the church and when he or she is at home. Where that person might be with his friends out there fishing. That person is the same person. He doesn't act differently at different places. You see, sometimes we think that our life is like a pie. And in that pie, there are so many different pieces. And so this piece belongs to the church. And so when I go to the church, I dress in a particular way. This particular piece belongs to work. And so when I go to work, I dress in a particular way. I act in a particular way. And I use particular words. And then when I'm at home, I am a different person. And somebody, when that person would come from my work to my home, they would not even recognize me. Because guess what? I'm a different person everywhere I go. But person with integrity, with pure heart, is the same person everywhere he or she goes. Amen? That person doesn't have to change his or her language when that person comes to the church. Because at work, that person speaks the same language, uses the same word. At home, that person uses the same word and same language. Because the person with pure heart is a whole person, has a wholeness. Second thing, that person is also authenticate, is a person with authenticity. In other words, when you see that person, you know that he is a real deal, she's a real deal. Has the same attitude inside and outside. See, during the Greek time, when the old philosophers were living, they used to have dramas, they used to have skit. And one of the things, there would be only one actor for that skit, one drama. That person would act in a particular way, and then go back and change his or her dressing, maybe change a mask, and would come, same person acting in a different way. And after some time acting in a different way, goes back and changes another mask, and then acts in another way. And they were called hypocrites. And that's where the word which we get, hypocrites. People who wear different masks at different places, who acts differently at different places. And so at the church, that person acts in a different way. Outside, that person acts in a different way. And when Jesus looked at religious leaders in Jesus' time, that's what he actually said, that you act differently everywhere you go. You are a different person everywhere you go. And so, dear people of God, God invites us to be a whole person, acts same way everywhere we go. And when you are a person with integrity, when you're a person with pure heart, these are your blessing. Number one, that you have a personal confidence in God. Amen?
Amen.
Your confidence is in God, knowing the fact that you have a clean and pure heart, your motives are true, and you have confidence in God. In other words, when things would go this or that way, you know to whom you belong and you know who you are. You have a confidence in you with God's help. That person will have a lasting legacy. You see, as we are here on the earth, we like to buy nice cars. But once we go from here, somebody else will take that car. We want to build big and nice houses. And thank God for it. But guess what? Once you go from that, somebody else will get that house. Whatever we get for ourselves, somebody else will own it. But if you're a person with pure heart and with integrity, you will leave a legacy for yourself and for your family. There are many a times, as I have conversation with so many of you, you tell me the stories about people who are not here, who have gone before us. But they leave the legacy. I think we talked about Lauren this morning, Lauren Weiser, that he left such a great legacy that city of Sunnyvale is ready to build a park on his name. He was a member of this church for so long, a faithful member. And so, dear people of God, if you are a person with pure heart, a person with integrity, you would leave a legacy which will last a lifetime. And the third one, the reward in eternity. Reward in eternity. When we are with pure heart and clear motives, Scripture tells us that we will live with God for eternity. We will have that reward to stay with God for our eternity. Song of David, chapter 15, he gives 7 or 8 different characteristics, and I'm going to quickly read it. In the Message version, he says, who is worthy to go at the table of God to have dinner? And these are the characteristics of that person. These are the characteristics of the person who has a pure heart and person with integrity. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live in your holy mountain? The one who walk is blameless. The one who does righteous things, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor, and cast out no slur to others, who despise a vile person, but honor those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts, and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest. In other words, this person is a generous person, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. And so, dear people of God, when we are of a pure heart, these are our characteristics. But as we look in our lives, we realize that, hey, none of this character actually I represent. When I look at my own life, I constantly struggle with that. That's my struggle. I don't know about you. You seem to be more spiritual than me. But that's my struggle, dear people of God. My family is here, and so I cannot talk so much about my family life. But there are words sometimes I would not use here in the church. There are things I communicate might not consider coming from a pure heart. But what a wonderful Savior we have in Jesus. Amen? Because in the book of Jeremiah, God encourages people that give your heart of stone to me, and I will give you heart of flesh. God is encouraging me, dear people of God, that Rajiv, give me your heart, which is a sinful, which is a problematic, which is with wrong motives. Give me that heart, and I will give you a new heart to you. And that heart will be pure. And that heart will be kind. And that heart will be just. And that heart will be gracious. This morning, dear people of God, if you think that you don't have a pure heart, let us give that heart to God. And God will give us a new heart. Because the meaning of they will see God, it means that person will have purpose in God. The person with pure heart will have peace from God, will have pardon from God, will experience presence of God. These are the things as disciples of Christ we constantly want to experience in our life. These are the things people out there want to experience in their life. They want to have peace. They want to have a pardon for their sin. They want to experience the presence of God in their life. They want to have protection from God. And if you and I are people with pure heart, people with integrity. These are our blessings. And God wants to bless you with these blessings. Let us close our eyes and pray. I want to give you a minute to spend time with your God. If you think that sometimes your motives are not right, sometimes your goals are not right, sometimes what you think in your heart is not right, God is asking, give that heart to me, and I will give you another heart. Give your motives to me, and I will give you other motives. Give your goals to me, and I will give you other goals. Give your heart, yourself, to God this morning. Loving God, we come once again before you. I acknowledge that yes, many a times my heart is not pure. My motives are not right. What I say and how I act is different. I have been hypocrite. Please forgive me. I bring your children, your people, in your gracious presence this morning. You know what is going on in their heart. You know their motives, their behavior, their action. And I pray that, Lord, you would give them new heart. Take the heart of stone and give them the heart of flesh. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.